You are listening to Susie Radio with myself, Christine, and today I'm talking to Rob Sedgwick from Silverback Gorilla Productions. Hello, Rob.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's lovely to speak to you. Now, I didn't know much about Silverback Gorilla Productions. I had a little look on the internet. We've had a bit of a chat and you filled me in. It's all very interesting stuff. And on your website, I think the introduction is very good. You're introduced as the home of creative digital storytelling that wants to give back to the community. So I guess that kind of just sums you up.
It does, yeah. That's pretty much what we're about. Creative video, but we want the community to be involved with us in creating that. So yeah, that's pretty much our core ethos.
Okay, so people who don't know about you, first of all, you started off as a teacher, so that comes with the kind of nurturing side of it, and then into graphic designing, and then branched out from there.
Yeah, pretty much. I was a teacher for about 15 years at Croydon College in the School of Art and Design, and have taught graphics, multimedia, TV and film, and animation. Working with youngsters, 16 to 19 year olds, but working with young people from a variety of backgrounds. That's what I'm about.
Interesting stuff. And I gather whenever you go on a shoot, you always take a young person with you. You've got an ex-student working with you at the moment.
I have. That's very important. I want to, on every shoot that Silverback does, have a young person, either a young person involved in the industry at college or kids from local charities that maybe have learning disabilities and stuff like that. So it's really opening it up to all kinds of young people and giving them that opportunity that it's quite difficult to get your foot in the door. So that's what we're hoping to do.
It is. Okay, and you are involved with a local charity, the Harlow Project.
The Harlow Project, yeah. We're in the early stages of talking with them. They have a number of kids with learning difficulties that are interested in photography and stuff, and we want to bring them along and do some photography, you know, as the filming's going on, so it's a behind-the-scenes type thing, and that can get them involved. So, yeah, we're quite excited about that.
Yeah, that's lovely. Now, there's a couple of local projects that you're involved with as well at the moment, and one of them is Street Eats in Reigate, so this is quite interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of street food events that are going on. There's one down in Brighton, Camden, Borough Market in London and stuff. Philippa Ratcliffe, someone that I, a PR that I work with in Reigate, came up with this idea and has pushed it and finally got approval for it, and I've been involved in the promotional side of it. I designed the identity and obviously put together the teaser video, which is on Twitter and Facebook and doing the rounds right now.
Lovely. Yeah, that is good. And it's in the Reigate Tunnel, which is perfect for markets, isn't it? Because we all stay nice and dry, but it's got that lovely character about
absolutely,
it as well.
Absolutely. It should be a fantastic event.
I'll just give out your Twitter address because I find Twitter very good for keeping in touch. It's at Silverback Viral. You've got a competition as well running because you do videos for all kinds of people, bands and weddings. So you've got a wedding video competition going on that we can tell people about at the minute?
We have. We've been involved in weddings since 1995. Well, I've been involved in weddings since 1995. So that's something like 600 weddings in the last 18 years. And we wanted to, under the new guise of Silverback Gorilla Weddings, we wanted to offer a competition. And this is a £750 wedding package, which is our base wedding package, which is arrivals through to the first dance. It's the whole day. And all couples have to do is stage a proposal photograph. So obviously the guy proposing to the girl or vice versa, 21st century and all of that,
yeah.
And put it into an unusual setting, something fun, something quirky, and send that photo in. And I give my email address. It's rob@silverback-gorilla.com. We'll be judging that best photo will win that prize, and they'll be notified by email.
30th of April.
Absolutely right. The 30th.
30th of April. That's okay. Just checking. That's a pretty nice prize, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Especially, you know, everyone's tightening belts and stuff like that. So it'll be nice for a couple to come through and get it covered, yeah.
Definitely. As part of your kind of nurturing personality, I'm getting this vibe here that you've got another scheme going on. There's so many schemes with your company. Young filmmakers can also send their script in.
That's right. It's all on the website, and I'll throw that in, silverback-gorilla.com. And basically, for a nominal charge, young filmmakers can send in their scripts. We will look at the format, we will look at the content, and we'll work with them to get it right. And at the end of the year, what we're looking to do, and we're looking to do this every year, is the most promising script that we come across, we will put into production. So this will be summer 2015, hopefully we'll be putting some young filmmakers' film into production, and we'll be able to get that out there and hopefully give them an opportunity to go further in the industry. So again, it's that you know, need for Silverback to work with young people and to help them get a foot up in the industry.
Okay. Now, there's a couple of events now which are kind of shrouded in secrecy, so we're just going to give the listeners a little bit of information, but all will be revealed. First of all, you're talking to a local councillor about promoting a local town in the Suzy area. We can't actually reveal that yet. The film is concerned around the song Happy from Will Ferrell, which is a very current song. He's been in the charts for ages, hasn't he?
It's a very current song. Basically, Luton hooked up with a company and did a promotional video for Luton, and it was based on the Happy video. So you had people in the community getting involved, singing the song, dancing and all of this, and it looked very cool. And obviously this particular councillor had seen this and has approached me via Twitter, the wonderful Twitter, to look at putting something together for this town in a similar role. So basically, you know, spending time going to all the various community members and stuff, you know, wide variety, and doing something a bit fun. So yeah, quite excited about that, quite looking forward to that.
Sure. And talking of tying in the music, of course you do band videos as well as part of your remit, and I gather you kind of just you get to know them and as well the band.
One of the packages we offer is, you know, the audience, the fans are, you know, really what drive bands forward. So, and they want to know about the band. So something we want to do is to produce things where the band are relaxed, that we're getting to know them as well as hearing their music. So, yeah. That's not to say we can't do the mad stuff as well.
No. Great. And one final thing as well. There's an event going on in Reigate, which is as well shrouded in a little bit of mystery, but it's going to take place in Reigate. It's a viral event this Saturday afternoon.
Well, it's interesting. I'm hoping it's going to be a viral event. Basically, yes, between 1 and 3 o'clock in Reigate, something is going on. Something is going on. Hopefully, you'll suss very quickly, everyone out there, what is going on. And my hope is that once you realise what's going on, you will get involved, take as many pictures as possible, and run them across all the various Instagrams and Twitters and Facebooks out there, and see if we can't make this go viral.
Interesting. Oh, we like interesting, mysterious things and different things. They're all good. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. I'll keep in touch with you and also just update the listeners on, you know, as to what you're up to.
Excellent. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
You are very welcome.